There we go. All right, Josh, we can do my favorite thing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
I'm ready when you
are. All right. 3, 2, 1, clap. 3, 2, 1, clap. 3, 2, 1, clap. What's up? What's poppin'? It's your boy, Young Tokyo, and we back after a long-ass hiatus. I know, it's my fault, so I don't care. Big whoop, you want to fight about it? Don't matter. We back now with a new episode, and I am joined by two people that you have seen on this podcast multiple times, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
You the co-host, nigga.
Welcome back to another episode of NBA Out the Box. It's your boy, the one who doesn't play, the man from VA. Stop hating on me, your boy.
Get off me.
Jay Anime, man. Welcome back, fellas and ladies.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Savon. You know who it is, a.k.a. Purple Lotis. We're going to rock that moniker.
My nigga said Purple Lotis. Okay.
And I'm here to speak nonsense and be belligerent. What's up?
Yeah, what that nigga said.
Mimosas.
Yeah, so hey, if he ignorant, y'all know why.
It's a good day to live on the state. Living good.
All right, so first things first, what we going to talk about? Because we got a lot on this itinerary today, you know what I'm saying? We got some Tokyo Revenger nonsense. Mm-hmm. We got some Demon Slayer we're going to talk about. Oh, Marshall, Hell Paradise. Oh. You know what I'm saying? The Black Clover movie came out by the time of this recording.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Verse is out. We're going to talk a little bit. We might spoil some shit. If you don't like it, I'm telling you right now, we're going to spoil some shit. So.
Alert.
Talk about Dr. Stone, the One Piece fight with King and Zoro. Yeah, we that late, but whatever. Big whoop.
You want to fight about it?
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah, we got shit to do.
But first things first, we all finished Tokyo Revengers, right? But you ain't watch. Did you watch it yet?
I ain't finished yet.
All right. How far did you get?
I'm like three episodes from finished.
All right. Do you care about what happens?
Carry on, man.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, Tokyo Revengers season 2 came out like earlier this year or last year. I can't remember. No one talked about it. I didn't see it. I didn't know if it was out.
Ghost drop.
Popped up on Hulu. If you want to watch it, it's on Hulu in English. If you need to watch it. But this season, stressed me out. Because the brother Taiju, that is a grown ass man.
He is out here.
You know how old that man's supposed to be?
16.
He
right?
is 16.
16, yeah.
I never seen a 60-year-old pick up a church pew and throw it at somebody.
These multiple.
I see why they're called in like the, was it the true Japanese translation, delinquents?
Mm. Yeah, man.
You got to be, hey, listen, there is bad, there's misunderstood, misbehaved. Nigga, you're a delinquent.
That man is a murderer.
Delinquent. He picked up something that was three times his fucking body weight. Who picking up a fucking church pew and chucking it with one hand?
See, what made me mad about the whole thing. So for those who haven't watched it, I'm just going to give you a little synopsis. So as you know from season 1, Takemichi sees Chief Yu get shot in the head and he's about to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's about to get shot by Kisaki. But who comes to save the day? Kuzutora, which is crazy because last time we saw him, he was going batshit crazy and he went to jail. So we didn't think we were going to see him again. He saves Takemichi, and he tells him that Kisaki got pretty much everybody killed and all the shit, you know, regular shit. Yeah, it's always his fault. So, in the midst of that, he was like, I got this dude you can go talk to, you know, to help out. Come to find out, it's Naoto, which is Hina's brother, you know. Shake hands, go back in the past. So, come to find out that Takemichi was the person that sent out the hit on Hina by accident. They didn't know he was doing it, but he did.
Mm-hmm.
So then he was like, oh, shit. So Naoto told him and showed him the video that Chief Yu had to help him with the case. So he said, I'm going to send you back. He just know, if you don't fix it this time, if you come back, you will be in jail.
You know what, pause. Let's talk about Takemichi real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Because I find it so fortunate. That whenever this nigga jumps into another time shift,
mm-hmm.
somebody got evidence of what the fuck he did. There is evidence of you don't remember? Like, we did this. Like, it's like the movie I was talking to you about earlier. Like, dude, where's my car?
Mm-hmm.
These white motherfuckers didn't know what the fuck they did transpiring from the previous day. And they were so smacked. but they had subtle clues they had to figure out. Mm. This nigga Takemichi just had to talk to one person and be like, oh, you don't remember? We did this, we did this, we did this, we did this, we did this. I got a video of you doing the deal right here. Remember, you told me to do it. You know what I'm saying? He had full evidence.
Yeah, but you also gotta remember too, since once he goes back to the past, his body just technically goes back to autopilot.
I get you, but I'm saying it's like click.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know I skipped that.
Yeah.
There's nothing saying that they didn't have no evidence of him being there. They just said you were there.
Yeah, it'd be like that, man.
So I'm like, so you telling me I missed my kid's birthday party? You
yeah.
don't have a single picture nope. of like the child?
Yeah, nope.
You can't say that I was on autopilot and I was just there. See, like, you don't have nothing else leading
you
up to
you worried
that.
About that. My question every time he goes back is, where the fuck is your parents? Do you not live with your moms, bro? You are not old enough to live. You're, what, 15, 14? Oh, like, maybe it's a different time.
I'm worried about how these niggas got motorcycles starting up and down the
Y'all
road.
Y'all still questioning low shit. These niggas are delinquents.
I don't care about the whole gang life shit, nigga. It's just the fact that...
They said, fuck them parents.
I mean, that's cool, but I'm like, bro, y'all 15 or 14. I don't think y'all can get a license for a bike. And the cops just don't fuck with y'all. It's cool.
In fact, we've only seen one parent.
Because they know we can just pick the bike up with one hand and throw it at their ass like a fucking boomerang.
I mean, the only person we ever seen do it is Taiju, right? I haven't seen no one else do shit like that outside of Taiju. So maybe he's the only one. Maybe.
I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure one of them cops have seen Mikey kick the shit out of a child and be like,
probably.
You
know, they probably leave his ass alone. You know, like, I leave his ass alone too. Shit.
They didn't kill nobody. You know, well, that kid did, but you know.
He kicked the shit out that nigga, bro. I ain't fucking with him. He got it.
No fucking kid.
Nah, they going crazy.
But pretty much after that happens, Takemichi goes back because he finds out that he has to pretty much save Chifuyu and that. So he ends up going back and he tells Chifuyu, hey, bro, I'm from the future. This shit happened. And Chifuyu said, yo, you crazy, man. But you know what? I believe you. I said, that's a real fucking friend right there. Like, nigga, you talking some weird shit. But hey, I'll take your word on it. You from the future? Whatever. I would ask questions too, like, all right, so you for the future? So what happens in like 2 years? Like what? Just tell me something about 2 years. All right, well, the years, what years was it? Like 2006 or some
2006,
shit?
2006, yeah.
I'm like, all right, 2 years, we get there's a black president over in America. You lying, I'm so fucking serious.
We done finally made him out of here? Yeah, dog.
Well, they wouldn't care, they in Japan. That's why I said over in America, there's a black president. For, yeah, man, they changing over there, it's crazy. But pretty much, he goes back and he realized, all right, we gotta do something to Kisaki, because Kisaki is the problem. And if Kiki also paid attention and realized that no matter how many times Tanjiro says something, it's always Kisaki's at fault for something. Mm. I said, he has to kill this man at this point. Kisaki gotta die.
Yeah, he's always the problem.
Because, so you find out that Takemichi's, when he goes back, he's bowling and he meets the little brother of the dude, Taiju, who runs a group called the Black Dragons. Mind you, a little history, this is the 10th generation of the Black Dragons. The 9th generations got obliterated by Tomen back in the day, which is still crazy because them niggas are only 15 and they beat out a whole gang previously. You know how gangster you gotta be to beat up a whole gang previous? For them niggas, like, I'm gonna come back again.
All y'all do not wanna do this shit ever again. I'm gonna beat you so bad
day. Taiju was built different, okay? Taiju look like a 30-year-old man, all right? But he's 16, mind you. Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind. So pretty much, he tells his little Tanjiro and them end up walking on they block and shit.
You keep saying Tanjiro. That's I'm like,
Tanjiro. My bad. All these T's, nigga. Taiju, Tanjiro.
I see niggas that cry. I see
facts.
Tanjiro, nigga, that was
solid. Kiki said we should make a drinking game every time that Takemichi cries. I said we could be drunk as shit.
Yeah, hell yeah. Because it's every time. It's every episode.
I'm about to be long smile. I'm going to be like, God damn. y'all wait.
But pretty much Takemichi runs up on the wrong block, gets his ass whooped like per usual by the Black Dragons. Hakai, which is the little brother of Taiju, pretty much says, "I leave Takemichi alone, I'll quit Tomen." Takemichi's like, "Yo, my bad, bro. If I was stronger, you wouldn't quit." Like, "Nah, it's all good, bro. You know, I gotta protect my sister."
But here's a caveat. If this nigga did whoop that nigga ass miraculously, what would have happened then?
I don't know.
That's like the thing. So it's like, is it because you keep getting your ass folded that niggas just decide to make better choices in life?
I'm glad you said
like,
that.
Is that the case?
I'm glad you said that. So just a little fast forward. Pretty much they realize Takemichi has to get rid of Taiju. He has to go. But he finds out, he remembers in the future that Hakai becomes the 11th generation leader. So he found out that he killed his brother. And they was like, I bet. Kisaki, mind you, has an informant inside Black Dragon. They meet with him, give him some money. But coincidentally, the Black Dragon showed up, found the snitch, and then one of the other niggas took the money from Kisaki. Like, give me 10,000 yen and I'll tell you everything you need to know. So he told him, I tied you always goes to the church on Christmas. Was it Eve or Day?
Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day to pray and shit for his family and whatnot. Because mind you, Taiju beats on his brother and sister. Like, beat the shit out of them. He shows love, though, as he says. His words. So they were like, all right, cool. We got to go to the church and we got to stop Hakai from killing their brother. Plot twist. Everybody could have seen it coming. Kisaki turned on them niggas. Whoop-dee-doo. Did not know that was going to happen, right?
That nigga plugged in. I'm not. He's plugged in everywhere.
He is. But it's the fact that they walk into the.
I was like, nobody thought it was a good idea to.
Takamichi be having them walk into the.
He walks him into the cannon, man.
I was like, so nobody thought.
This is what has
to
happen.
I said, no one thought it was a good idea to call the rescue. Hey, just in case shit goes south, we at the church over here. Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
And that's mostly because this nigga just gets his ass beat, and then somebody looks at him and be like, damn, that could have been my ass.
I think out of every ass whooping, this was the worst that Takamichi got. Yeah. Taiju beat the shit out this nigga. But shout out to my nigga Takamichi. He ain't stay down. That nigga kept getting back up.
You got a strong jaw.
They always be talking about we gonna kill these niggas. Why is none of these niggas dead? Do you see how they punch their face in? They face be
anime, bro.
Folded in.
Anime, bro. Anime.
Since we looking in the anime spectrum, these niggas is just built different as you.
Anime, man.
Again, delinquent.
Obviously.
Every punch you has is a debuff. they have a stop 10-50% damage reduction per fight. They good.
Yo, they
so his strongest crazy. Attack feel like a fucking flick.
So pretty much to get to the church, they stop Hakai from doing it. But then you find out that Hakai wasn't the one that killed his brother to begin with. It was the sister. I was like, oh shit.
Oh no.
That's crazy. So then the brother Taiju was real nick. He started praying. He said, Lord, why must you make me kill my siblings? You ain't gotta do this. Nah, I got to. Nah, the Lord told me I got to. It's the Lord's work.
If you ain't get your ass up early, I wouldn't have came to this conclusion.
So pretty much, Takamichi, the Taka shows up, and they was like, I bet. And Chief Yu, they was like, we're gonna jump this nigga. Didn't work out, because his two right-hand men showed up and beat the shit out of them. Taka was putting in work for a little bit. But then, he got his ass whooped. Takamichi, though. Hit that nigga in his jaw, brought nigga to his knee. I was like, yeah.
He got a little stank.
Yeah.
But then he got his ass whooped.
But then, as they're fighting at the church, Mikey and Draken are riding around their motorcycles in the snow, which is not safe, but whatever. But Mikey said he just feels his spirit talking to him. Mikey's losing his shit. I get it. He lost his brother, lost his right-hand man, Baji. I get it, but this nigga's starting to tweet. He's like, you know, I feel it in the air. So, you know, I can feel the spirit.
The motor. He can feel the motor. The motor.
If I was Draken, I'd be like, all right, nigga, we go home. All right? Because the snow gets you. The fumes must be fucking with you. Because you could hear the motor. All right, whatever. So Draken and Mikey show up to a church. Mind you, outside of the church is 100 black dragons.
Mm-hmm.
The whole gang there. Mikey walks in. And they're like, how'd you get through everybody? He said, everybody. Ain't nobody out there. Yeah. So then come to find out Draken literally beat the shit out of all 100 of them. By sat on the steps like he won't nothing. He said, y'all done in there yet? I was like, bro.
Smoking a doobie.
He saw it. That's a good right hand man right there.
Yeah. Taiju Taiju did cave in Mikey's face though for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that's crazy.
I'm about to switch this shit to Draken.
But then Mikey stood back up and just judo kicked shit out that nigga in his face and then boom. And then they went outside and he realized his gang is destroyed. Mm-hmm. Taiju was like, all right, bro, you got it. Hakai was like, yeah, bro, I'm sticking with Tomen. I said, I would too, nigga. The gang is gone. The sister was like, you know, I still love you, but get your shit together.
Basically.
Then that nigga just left. He just left the family. All right, bro, y'all don't need me no more. He the man of the house now. We still, all right, whatever, bro. Leave then. Get the fuck out.
16. I'm just realizing what he did. He left the crib like he was 25 or something.
That nigga said,
where is he
going?
He
said, Hakai. He said, you and Hakai, y'all grown now. Y'all don't need me. Bro.
Alright, so ladies and gentlemen, we gonna let y'all know now that special news alert, Bandai Namco is gonna produce the next Tokyo Revengers fighting game. And just like the One Piece game, where I'm making this shit up, nigga, don't believe me. Oh. I had to make sure I say that now.
But
nah,
that shit was...
Yeah, it's just gonna be a fight. And then you're just gonna see a screenshot of Mikey slowly pulling up on his moped. And if it's either more, you like one person get dragged, one person get Mikey. It's gonna do a roulette spin. If you get dragged, that nigga pulling up in mock speed. Mikey gonna cruise you there. You know what I'm saying? Mike gonna have a little time. Then when he pull up, you're just gonna get one shotted.
Oh, yeah.
Then if Dragon show up, he's just gonna beat shit out of you mercilessly and be just a super A support. And he's just gonna grab you and just punch you really hard like Jax on Mortal Kombat.
I mean, they might do that. I don't know. But,
yeah. I can see some dumb shit like that happening because this nigga Mikey just always knows when Takemichi's out here getting folded. He just so happens to pull up because
well,
he feeling it.
Well, the reason all that happens, right? So how that shit transpires is that after all that shit happens, Takemichi takes a picture with everybody, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then he goes back to the present. Everything's pretty cool, but then he realizes he's at a funeral. And then I was like, damn, who the fuck died now? Now it's my nigga Taka. I was like, what the fuck happened to Taka? He said he got strangled. So then Takemichi goes back to his house. He realizes he don't live in that nice penthouse he used to live in the last past life, which is crazy. But then he goes and he realizes, I'm still here. He sees a note. Come to find out that Mikey has been going around killing the gang.
Murdering niggas.
Chief of you got shot again, which is fucked up. I say you got shot in the last timeline, but all right. He stabbed Draken to death, which is real fucked up. He set my nigga Hakai on fire. And strangle Taka. I said, bro, what is you on right now?
It's so crazy because as you say that, I'm just seeing like Hotline Miami images of just him just.
Well, that's the thing. In the show, they didn't show him strangle Taka. Yeah, they showed him shooting Chief Ryu, and they showed him burning Hakai, mm-hmm. But they never showed him what he did to Draken. I said, nah, I need to see that.
Nah, you can't show what they did to Draken.
I guess. That's too much. But the reason why I'm
strangling the nigga. How mentally fucked up it is to watch you take a nigga's soul while I'm doing
they did it in Bungo Stray Dogs. I don't hear that
and,
shit.
But still, I look at
and they showed it from fresh part POV, nigga. They was like, all right, this is how he did it. I was like, damn.
Listen, when you show me any type of strangulation, I'm like, nigga, you watch this man die. Expire.
Yes, sir. He did.
Like, his heart stop, lungs stop. Like, we done martial arts. Yeah. And I felt the nigga pulse slow down. And I'm like, I can't do it. I can't black you out like that. If I do it, I do it because you meant to go down. But just watch a nigga just expire, like deletion. Hey, like, man. Your soul is now to go.
Well, the only reason he did it is because Takemichi left the gang, and Draken and Taka was like, bro, let him go. He not like us, bro. He one of the good ones. Let him go. Mikey won't have him that. He said, all right, babe, I can have him. I ain't having none of y'all.
Like I said, he lost it. His lane is looking real Dragon-ish.
But the reason why Mikey fucks with Takemichi so much is that he reminds him of his older brother. Because his older brother also could not fight.
From trauma.
But his brother was just like how Takemichi is. He can't fight, but yet people still fuck with him and followed him. And he was like, you remind me of my brother. So his brother used to build a twin bike. He found a twin engine in the Philippines. And he built the other bike and he gave that bike to Takemichi. And I was like, all right, that's nice. Takemichi got a bike. So now he in the gang for real. I skipped the whole major part. Kisaki finally got kicked out the group. Finally. Mikey found about everything. He was like, yo, you got to go. You are now expelled from us. I said, yeah. This ain't going to solve shit, but yeah. So then that's when Takemichi goes back to the future and realized that even though Kisaki's also dead too. So Kisaki had nothing to do with this one.
So and Kisaki is actually a vital, important part to Mikey not going crazy also. Because remember, he was like,
I'm like
the darkness.
Yeah, I'm the darkness to your light type shit.
He was the balance.
Yeah, but we also found out that Takemichi met Kisaki at one point, but didn't know when they was younger. Because Hina decided to be one of them. Weird girls who just like, oh, you beating up on the cat, stop. And the boys was like, who the fuck you talking to? So they about to jump her ass. Takemichi came out of nowhere, drop kicked the shit out them one nigga. They beat his ass though, but you know, for that few seconds, he was that nigga.
Hey, yo, you earn a lot of respect when you hit a nigga with a drop kick. You full force said, this is my one line of attack, and I'm gonna shine you. I see you with this bitch. If you catch both feet, you are done. Yeah. Everybody's gonna beat my ass because I'm exposed. But at the same time,
I don't know. He stood back up. They just beat his ass with 3-1.
It's like, hey, yo, shut up. I drop kicked that. You can't say shit.
That nigga had a cape or two.
Yeah, had a cape. And then he was like, he told him, he said, what are you, dumb? Why would you try to save a cat?
What
And then she was like, well, you got beat up. He said, yeah, to save you. But anyway, then he just ran off. I said, oh, all right, that's cool. So then after all that, that's when Takemichi goes to the future, finds out. And then he ends up seeing that once he finds out about Mikey, he ends up going to the Philippines to go talk to Mikey. Mm-hmm. Mikey wants him to shoot him. He said, yo, put me on my misery, bro. I want you to do it, though. He said, and then Takemichi's like, nah, I can't do that. So Mikey jumped on him, pulled a gun. He was like, if you don't shoot me, I'ma shoot you. Oh. And I was like, you ain't gonna do that shit for real. And then before you can even like really think about it, Naoto was there with him, shot the nigga Mikey straight in the head, dropped his ass. And then he realized that Mikey had the gun on safety. He won't gonna shoot Takemichi to begin with. And like he Takemichi held Mikey in his hand. He felt him die.
Felt him die. Last words.
So then he went back into the past. And then so the way it works is once Takemichi goes back to the past, those who were around for certain things, their memories come back. It's just imagine you chilling, and then you chilling with me, and they're like, oh shit. You just start remembering shit. Like, oh damn.
Just imagine being like, I got shot.
So pretty much, he sees Takemichi like in the park. He's punching on a tire swing because he's like, I'm tired of this shit, bro.
It's like that SpongeBob episode. He's like, what's the matter, Gary? I don't know. I feel
disturbed. So then you see Takemichi beat up on the tire swing because he's like, you know, I'm tired of this shit. I gotta learn to fight, bro. I said, fucking finally.
About time.
Because he was like, all right, bro, now. What I gotta do is now I gotta take. He said, yo, you ever notice no one ever tried Mikey in a fight? He was like, yeah, no one's ever tried to take Mikey down. I'ma do it. I had Takemichi. And Chief was like, fuck it, I'm with you, bro. Ain't nobody tried this shit. You like my best friend now? Fuck it, let's do this.
Fight me, pussy.
So now he was like, I'ma take over Tomen so that way nothing can happen. But in the midst of that, Kisaki, since he got, you know, exiled, he found a new gang in Yokohama. These niggas got like 300. They sent 300 niggas to Shibuya to find anybody in Tomen to whoop their ass. Because Takemichi's little crew that he hung out with, they're in Tomen now. Mm-hmm. And they was in Yokohama and they bumped into one nigga.
This ain't nothing but childhood yakuza.
It is. And they bumped into one nigga and they was like, oh, he said, you know who we are? We in Tomen, bitch. And then they heard, they was like, oh, you in Tomen? He was like, yeah, bam. Beat shit out them niggas. Put them on the subway. Came back to Shibuya. He was like, they was like, where the rest of the niggas at? And then they see Takemichi. He was like, he had a coon. He was like, hey, is he in Tomen? He was like, nah. And Takemichi, a coon. He said, dumbass. I said, yeah, bro. I'm trying to help you not get your ass whipped. You see how people was with them, right? Should have said, nah, I'm not in Tomen. Now they after. He said, oh, so you the Takemichi guy we heard about. They sent 300 niggas to... So imagine that your gang is so lit that they sent 300 of niggas to come beat all y'all asses. Cause Tomen right now, once Kisaki got kicked out, he took the niggas that was in Mobius and Valhalla with him. So there's not that many of the niggas left. What's the name of that group?
That's what I'm looking for.
Their outfits is lit though. They is red. They got like the yin yang sign on the back of it. I think either it's Japanese or Chinese character.
Is
Jin Juke? Jin?
Was it Jin?
No, I want that. We'll find it out eventually.
Yeah.
But, and then that's when the episode ended. That now Tomen is about to have war with another gang.
It's basically like a dragon now. Congratulations. Y'all stuck around for Yakuza.
Yeah, but I was here for it. I'm going to say, don't spoil nothing for yourself now.
Yeah. I already spoiled whatever those Nazi niggas look like.
Cause like I said, I'm probably like 2-3 episodes away from.
I mean, that's it. The last episode, you just see the gang. That's it. And you find, and then the last, at the very last end, Kisaki walks up and it was like, damn, nigga, they let you in the gang. I said, how you keep getting into these gangs, bro? Cause once you part of Valhalla for a little bit, then you was in Tomen, now you in this group.
Because them niggas keep getting extinguished.
Well, they was like, I think he gave him information that, you know. I'm an informant now, nigga. I'm snitching on everybody.
Even then, you still extinguishing niggas. You say you ain't got no paper trail for real. Yeah, I can come in everything fresh, brand new shit. Fuck it, I'm a bitch.
But yeah, man, that was Tokyo Revengers season 2. I recommend it. It was really good. Hopefully, next season, Takemichi really learns to fight. If not, he might die. He got to kill Kisaki, though. That is my theory. He has to kill Kisaki. Kisaki got to die. But the way I think it's going to happen.
I'm glad they kill each other.
Well, see, the thing is, I think they're going to say that you need to do it. Talking to like, nah, I can't do it. And then Chief feel like, bet, I'll do it. I don't give a fuck. Fuck this. He shot me in the future, right? Yeah. I'm going to beat him to it. So I think he's going. I think Chief is going to be the one to kill him.
It's going to have to be a bullet for a bullet.
Oh, their gang is called Tenjiku?
There we go. Tenjiku. Mm-hmm. That's the new gang from Yokohama. Tenjiku, yeah, them niggas is lit. It's 300 of the niggas, so they're going to beat their ass. On gang, on site. But that's enough of gangland. I mean, gang war, whatever you want to call this shit. That's how I see it. Sure, I'm going to let J-Anime talk about this good old Demon Slayer because your boy Tokyo has...
I know about Blicky 97, bro. I know about him. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, he out here. That water, that nigga in the pot was trash.
That demon?
Yeah, that demon in the pot
I have
trash.
Not been watching it.
The twin was the lit one. Was the most lit one. Mm-hmm. But, oh, actually, not the twin. The nigga that duplicates his fucking personality.
Yeah.
And you can slice the head of every single one. You have to find the main nigga.
The main nigga.
These niggas was going through hell.
But let me Demon Slayer, okay.
Which one is that y'all talking about?
This the pot dude, and that's the dude who could split his emotions.
Hand Tingle,
yeah.
The upper rank 4.
Well, let me first by saying this. This is from season 1, episode 1 to now, this is the best animated anime I've seen ever. Like,
all right, so it's a good thing we both talk about this. Flip coins.
You don't think so?
I this is how I'm gonna say it. Demon Slayer has now met a standard, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Season 1, season 2, and a movie, and a game. You know what I'm saying? Everything's been within the same balance. It's been just the right amount of this.
It's about money.
Just the right amount of that. Their big showcase was Tengu. Tengu was the big showcase.
That's when we got money.
That's what they said. Well, we can flex if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
We just playing for real, for real. This one is now, they showing, like, yeah, we can keep doing this shit consistently. Now, what is a bigger fight going to look like? Because let's be real. The pot nigga was trash. That was a trash demon.
Yeah.
For a upper moon demon, that was like, all right.
Because he really didn't do anything now.
But that was the first time we saw a Hashira actually be a Hashira.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because even Tengu cut what's her name head off like easy peasy, but she won't date.
Dead, right, right.
Because the brother was the problem, and then he struggled with the brother, and the poison was whooping his ass.
Yeah,
he was still a problem. Let's go through the list. Rengoku set the staple. If you see a Hashira, he may or may not make it.
Right.
Because you're dealing with somebody of high precedence. Rengoku dusted the Mugen Train. That won't no problem. For him, that's everyday work. When Akiza showed up, he said, "Hey yo, I'ma run them hands."
And I was just telling him it did seem like these upper moons were easier than the Mugen Train and the
But even then, when you look at Mugen Train, it's like the Mugen Train bit was more illusion. Mm. You had to find the demon on the train.
Mm.
And you had to go to the head of the train.
Right.
Which was where he was at. But it wasn't just him. It was the fucking train.
Mm-hmm.
So if you derailed the train, you would kill this nigga. Which is what they did.
Basically.
Now, you dealt with a nigga in a pot. You had to cut the tree from the fucking root.
He put the Miss Hashira in Water Prison Jutsu, basically.
I remember.
So, that was slight work. That nigga, I forgot the nigga name, but both of them two, they was making quick work of these niggas. They weren't struggling too hard.
Mm.
Like, they saw, like, you saw the climax of the fight. Like, oh, so this is what you can do. I bet. They worked around it pretty quickly.
Mm.
It won't no big, like, nigga, the entertainment district had them niggas changing the girls, pose as dancers, trying to find out where the bitch was at. And then when they found the bitch, who was the one that found her? It was Tanjiro. Tanjiro found her, right?
No, Zenitsu found her.
It was Zenitsu found her. Zenitsu went to sleep. And then Inosuke was doing...
Yeah.
Inosuke was showing his ass.
I thought Inosuke figured out who it was.
Well, he found
the ribbons.
Inosuke
and then he started chasing it through the...
Inosuke found out where the girls were being hidden at, trapped at. Zenitsu.
Fuck up like me too, nigga.
Hey man, I got excuses. So Zenitsu found where Shawty was at.
Mm-hmm.
Tanjiro found out what was going on with everybody else. that was there. Mm. So they all got three different spectrums. But this nigga Zenitsu really showed his ass, because he went in slump mode for about a good 48 hours. He was up.
He was
sleeping. He was aware. This nigga was OGing. This nigga Inosuke was going ham. We got to see him do more shit. He had muscle mice, mm-hmm. you know, slithering around in caves because he can dislocate every single joint in his body.
Yes, sir.
And then he sliced and diced with all that shit. And he was, you know, fanboying over Tengu. And Tengu was like, y'all niggas still ain't flashy, bro. And then Tengu came in and said, poison. Ain't shit, pussy. She. He's like, nigga, you still alive?
Exactly.
That is so unflashy of you. Shut the fuck up. He's like, oh, so you the nigga. This nigga had a nuke after he died. Then you had to cut both these niggas' heads off within at the same time. Bro, that is the ugliest boss fight I ever have to deal with. You have to kill two niggas at the same fucking time.
But the hardest one was
and
that.
And then the main nigga is still whooping your ass. I still hate, what's his name, and that bull from Hades. Nigga, you know what I'm talking about. Asteris and the goddamn nigga with the shield. Yeah, fuck them niggas. It's two niggas. And one has a shield, and you have to go behind him and hit him. But either way, these niggas were simple. It ain't take too much complication. It ain't take too much drama. It was mostly shock and awe to say, hey, we still got it. Still like us. We're still a good anime. We can still do a good stuff about the story. We got it.
The Domo fight in this one? The ice one?
No, he didn't fight. It was just Hentangu and...
In other words, fuck this season. Because Domo did not fight yet.
The main drama of this season was Ginyu showed up. And Ginyu showed everybody about...
I'm gonna be that person today. I really do hate the anime watchers of Demon Slayer.
Why?
Because I've read this shit like 2 years ago, and there's so much shock and awe of Ginyu. Was it Ginyu? That's the brother.
Yeah.
Everybody just making memes. Oh yeah, I use Glock no Jutsu. I got annoyed. I said, bro.
I fully endorsing Glock breathing.
And I was like, bro, it don't matter. Spoilers. He don't last that long. This is goddamn serious. Fuck him. I don't care.
But
they pulled a Rengoku. Bro, I promise you, half these characters get.
The bit that got everybody was the fact though he got a demon. He looked at him, talked shit. He said, "Aight." He was like, "Oh shit, he got a gun."
But I'm gonna tell you right now.
I read this shit, so I was all the
pillars in this next arc. I promise you, everybody is going to. It's going to be some Rengoku shit. They gonna show up. Some of them gonna show out. So I'm not gonna show up. But that's it. So don't just be prepared for like the, I think it's the next season should show all the pillars doing
they said that,
their thing. And then if they prolong it like I think they're gonna do to the next season will be the very end fight with
Muzan
and Tanjiro and all
that. So this is something I've also done with anime tropes, because Demon Slayer is slowly pulling like what I feel like is a Naruto in my opinion. Y'all niggas ain't getting no easy first jobs. You know what I'm saying? Like your first visit from the Crow was, you know, alright, go fight a nigga.
Yeah, you actually right.
Go
their
fight
first
a nigga that can turn into a puddle. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
And if you survive, come back.
Like, yeah, toughest fight. And then we fought a train. A nigga that took over a whole train. And then another nigga who can box killed the nigga in front of me. And then I had to fight a brother and a sister who were both set on fire.
Poison me, nigga, put a sight through my damn jaw.
My like sister, fire my sister, I had to sing my sister to sleep.
Nigga put a sight through a nigga jaw. Like, bro, there's a lot going on.
You know, then I found out my sister has a healing flame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then she's a baby. And I got to deal with this. And then this nigga's trying to fuck my sister. You know,
it's a lot going on.
I got a lot of shit going on. Like, Naruto got the same shit. First mission. Zabuza.
Well, yeah, that was his first.
Like, first real mission.
I about to say, yeah, because they had to go.
And then after that, what happened? War.
No.
But what was after that?
After that, it's Chunin Exam.
Yeah, then the Chunin Exam.
Oh, Gaara and them.
Yeah. I didn't watch the whole nigga get his shit crushed.
Konoha didn't have to introduce the other villages.
And then Neji.
Yeah, hell yeah, they came.
They could have just kept everybody straight. Like, the hidden mist don't invite niggas from Konoha. Like, yeah, come over here for the bloody mist shit.
Then Neji... beat the shit out of
Chunin Exam.
Chunin Exam
goes from the test, the force of death, then the preliminaries, and then it was the semifinals that get interrupted because of the invasion. Then after that, shit kind of... then the Sound 4 shit happened.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is my new analogy now. Demon Slayer shows me MC stress. The stress of being an MC. Naruto shows me life stress. Because these niggas, the first struggle was really the test. that they had to not cheat on.
But cheat on.
But you had but to cheat on. To just not get
caught. First of all, there has been a video of somebody like breaking. He said, first of all, girl, she got disqualified. Like, why? There's a floating fucking eye, nigga. Like,
you not.
And you doing like this. So I'm like, all right, floating eye. You doing this to your eye? You gone. 10-10 using the goddamn strings. I said, so nobody looked up.
So nobody see this shit.
Sasuke would have got away with it because he just mimicking. So that's easy. You can't stop that nigga. What was it? Didn't Ino like transfer her mind to somebody else and try to copy the notes?
This nigga Naruto was talking to
this. And then Naruto wrote his name. He got points for his name.
What was it? Neji. I think Neji and Hinata used the Byakugan to see through niggas. Like, all right, bet what you writing down? I said, bro, this is the dumbest test ever.
This nigga Naruto was legit talking to niggas and they did not kick him out.
Hey, man, what's the answer number 7?
Like, four other niggas that were cheating.
Like, my nigga, I got 7. 7? Yeah, for number 4? Yeah. Nigga, I got 25. What the fuck you doing? I don't know, nigga. Nigga, I got Minato. Is the test different? I think so. But I mean, Demon Slayer,
Then 11, nigga, Kaji's like, yeah, the purpose was for you to cheat. We knew y'all niggas won't ask.
But now, Demon Slayer is one of those shows is like, we got a basic story. How can we make it interesting for a few seasons? Let's just make the animation
MC,
beautiful.
Let's Boom. Make the MC go through the most shit, so we flesh.
But hopefully, the next season is going to be one I probably watch parts of, because Doma's going to start fighting. Then they're going to introduce the upper one, and then after that big-ass fight happens, we get the Muzan versus Tanjiro shit. And then after that, y'all, the show's over. I don't want to talk about it no more.
I better not get no spinoff.
I mean, the manga ain't get a spinoff yet, so.
I feel you, but I don't want
I don't know what the fuck they going to do.
Who spin it off?
Nah, it's not even that. Oh, you seen that. You know what happens at the end. There's nothing to spin off.
I feel you, but I don't want to get no, you know.
They go pull some bullshit.
Yeah. And they do like, you know, a slice of life anime with the current characters, but they still dealing with demon shit.
I guess.
We turned into fucking Ghost Stories.
It's gonna be dumb as hell and niggas are Scooby Doo in the game.
Oh, we.
But yeah, if you haven't seen
it. It's not just because you're a rabbit, but it's because you're black.
But yeah, if you haven't watched Demon Slayer, Josh said it's good, so watch it.
I give it a solid 7 out of 10.
Solid 7?
Solid 7.
But the hell with Demon Slayer right now. I'm talking about one good movie that came out this year. No, not that one.
Oh.
I'm talking about Black Clover, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that
y'all
shit.
Like seen it. Oh, you seen it?
I've seen it.
Oh, I'm late.
Okay.
I'm a day late.
All right. Still going to talk about it. So,
you didn't see it?
I ain't
see
it yet. Oh. Man. I saw it, but, you know, I.
Well, if you never watched it, if you never watched the show, it does not spoil anything for you. So.
It has nothing to do with the show.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's just a movie.
Yeah. It takes place after a certain part. It doesn't take place right at the end of the series. Because when you asked, does it do that? Then I was like, okay. So I think it takes place right after the. It's before the Speed shit, right? Because Asta
came. Before the Speed King, yes.
Because it's Buff Asta. I still hate that design. It's a dumbass design.
Yo, that
Buff Asta's ass. So pretty much in this movie.
Like Jack Swole.
It's just nah.
You don't like Little Muscle Man.
Like out of everything they could have did, they just made like
they just drew him big.
Bigger.
He didn't get the Luffy treatment where he just like he progressively got
nah.
More defined. He just
you remember how
no neck there.
Yeah, his neck just got big. But pretty much in the movie, they show like a 10 years ago, previous to the whole story, that the one of the Wizard Kings, he was pretty much trying to take over the Clover Kingdom and run it his way because he was like. Pretty much he doesn't like how the nobles treat non-magic users and shit. So he's like, pretty much, we just gonna old block y'all niggas and then start over. The wizard, you know, King Julian was like, nah, we can't have that. So Yami was there, Ripper was there, like some of the magical knights were there. They tried to fight him. They sealed him away. Perfectly fine. Everything was Gucci. He broke free because of after the elves fought and Julian got stabbed. Spoilers, he got stabbed. And that released his magic, which was keeping that nigga stuck in his time bubble thing. Mm-hmm. So he came back. But not only to come back, he came back with a squad. He brought the previous goddamn Wizard King. And I'm going to say this right now, because everybody knows I love hating on Naruto. The past Hokages showing up ain't got shit on these Wizard Kings showing up, okay? These niggas was on bumpers, all right? Like, imagine if the Hokages just like, fuck it, I don't care about the village anymore, nigga. Like, who would be the Wizard King that showed up that actually wanted to stop everything? Who would you consider that?
Who wanted to stop everything?
Yeah, the one that was trying to do this shit 10 years ago.
Oh.
Who would you consider that as a Hokage?
fucking moderate.
Moderate, that nigga said, fuck this kingdom.
He said, oh, y'all wanna fight me? I said, I fight him, 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 and him. They're all me though.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give them all Susanoo just to prove how strong y'all really are.
Fucking pain.
Right, now imagine, okay, so the dude that was mad was named, his name was Conrad.
Mm.
Alright, so he wanted to pretty much start over.
That sounds like a jackass.
Hey man, everybody, this whole team was elite. Alright, so imagine Tsunade had to fight against Tobirama, Hashirama, Sabutobi, and fucking Minato. Imagine that. Alright,
she would have got blocked.
That's the Wizard Kings pulling up. Imagine if they didn't give a fuck about the village anymore. They was like, I don't give a fuck, nigga.
They said, squad.
Pretty much. So Conrad brought back, there's an ice Wizard King named Edward. That nigga's elite, okay? Mm-hmm. If y'all seen One Piece, when Aokiji did Ice Age, he did that and made a fucking fortress and a golem, okay? With ease. He didn't break a sweat.
Different ice.
Then you got my nigga, Jester. I fuck with him heavy. Jester, he can make, like, crystallized. He can make, like, domes and shit, but he can also make weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a master swordsman. And that nigga just batshit crazy and don't give a fuck. Then you got Princia. She pretty much summons, like, giant golem chess pieces on, like, this big-ass chessboard. And she has an endless amount of them.
Endless fucking amount.
And them motherfuckers are like just deadly. Right? It's just them four. Right? It's just those four. They destroyed half the Clover Kingdom. They pretty much defeated every goddamn magical knight. There was nothing they could do. It was a problem. And I was like, damn. These niggas, I mean, it's a movie. I know they're going to win at the end, but they about to lose. So
yeah, they wasn't making the scene where pulled out.
So pretty much what happened was they was having like their own little magical tournament at the beginning of the movie. And then when that happened, they ended up Yuno was about to fight the Mask Warrior, because this is at the time that Asta got exiled.
After that trial.
Yeah, after that trial that he got in trouble for, he got exiled, so he couldn't technically set foot in the Clover Kingdom. He shows up. They about to fight, but then Conrad shows back up. His magic is key magic. What that nigga can do, he can pretty much open a dimension in front of him, and he can use, he can steal people magic. That's his ability. So if he sees your grimoire out, he can go to it, put a key into that bitch, and then pretty much lock it up. It's mine now, and I can use your shit.
He said, "Give me that."
Yeah, pretty much.
Basically like a Krollo.
Yeah, for those who watch, you 100, know, 100. Yeah. So pretty much, once that happens, he ends up talking to Julian, because Julian is now a kid. He's smaller because he lost half his powers.
Damn, just imagine having the magic to unlock anything.
Yeah. But then there's but then they also have a magical sword that the previous Wizard Kings used, that pretty much, once you wield it, it gives you like all the knowledge and memories of past Wizard Kings. So you have all they shit.
So just a sword off one?
Yeah, pretty much. So pretty much, the wizard, Yami and them was like, damn, I didn't think they were gonna fight your ass again. He was like, yeah, well, I'm back now, so what the fuck y'all gonna do? So they try to fight him. You know, typical. Everything just took, it just took place real fast in this movie. There was no, like, real downtime. So the way it happens, they, you know, big fight happens. They break everybody apart. So it was, I think, Yami, William, Yuno. No. Yuno fought Jester, which is the crystal nigga. Asta went to go fight Conrad because he said we're like the same. Noelle, pretty much the rest of the Black Bulls went to go fight Edward. Shout out to Noelle, because technically that's her weakness. Will be, I mean, if I'm using water, you got ice, technically I should lose this fight, but she held it 10 toes down.
You know what,
I
respectfully, since I ain't seen the movie yet, what you're saying, like, that's tactical as fuck. I'd rather, for a person that's building a movie on an anime that's like a hit or miss for people, and if you drop a movie, it's good that you have each person fight one person instead of putting mad niggas on the screen and one nigga getting too much screen time.
Well, see, they tried that, you know, nigga, they asked, well, that's why they split them.
but I'm saying, like, you, but that was, that's what, you gave him the look of, here's everybody doing shit. And now, the smart way is to just have each person fight somebody that they feel like they have an advantage or disadvantage.
Mm. Shout out to the Vermilion sister. She fought Priscina, whatever the...
The chess piece.
Yeah. Play she fought her just one-on-one. She didn't give a fuck. She said, it's just me and you.
Also, What's the Scythe dude?
Oh, Ripper? Jack?
Ripper. He fought the barrier nigga too. Oh, hell his
name. Spoiler alerts in the manga. RIP to my man Jack the Ripper.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah. RIP to him.
Damn.
Damn. Bro. And he was solid. He tried one last move. It didn't do nothing, but it was sad because I forgot him and Yami was cool like that. I was like, damn. When I tell you this last arc of Black Clover in the manga, they just like, hey, niggas are dying. We don't give a fuck.
They fought a Pokemon, everybody said, hey, guess what? You got 2 HP.
Yeah, yeah,
your,
yeah.
Your super move that you was building up, not
effective. But the Vermillion Sister, the Vermillion Sister does go toe-to-toe with old girl, the female Wizard King.
She's like different.
And
like,
that's why she my favorite character in the show. Like, she been my favorite sister since season one.
Power is
she, and she don't different. Give up, nigga. And she pretty much says, if you lose, nigga, I'ma kill you. I'ma go fight.
If you lose, you die.
Yeah, pretty much how she felt. So, and then the Wizard King Shorty, she just is batshit crazy too. So then she starts like, bet. And I can go all out too. Mm-hmm. I see y'all bitches just crazy together. I love it. It was great. I like seeing good, strong female characters in a show.
Yeah, this will definitely be something I watch tonight.
But pretty much, Asta fights Conrad. He ends up being... first of all, Conrad becomes the Avatar. He absorbs all the energy. Because he stole Noelle's power at 1.2. He said, give Noelle back her powers. And that nigga said, what? I ain't doing shit. But he becomes the Avatar. Asta uses his anti-magic to pretty much knock him down. But then the dude had a failsafe plane. He's like, yeah, you know what? I have one last door. If I give up my body, these niggas went to space, okay? They in space. Either there's even a possible feat in Black Clover. Asta's in space too. And he gets a, you know how, you know how.
Hey, the Dragon Ball.
Yeah, but I like it a little bit better. Asta has one wing, like how Sephiroth has the black wing. But since he takes the Wizard King sword, he gets a light wing. I said, oh, this is dope. Imagine light. Imagine Jack from Jack and Dexter, Jack 3, if Jack was able to activate light and dark at the same time. It was like that. And he had he made a spirit sword. Nigga, it was lit. Watch the show. I mean, watch the movie.
This nigga Austin's a devil dream, bro.
Yeah, but the sad part is, it's not canon, so. Yeah, because it is this. Well, it hasn't happened yet in the manga, I can tell you that. But, yeah.
This is just as bad. Now that you said that, I'm about to feel so much pain, like when we watched the My Hero movie.
Oh, when he went Super Saiyan and he passed the power?
And I was like, bitch, you gave this nigga all for one. This is not canon.
Yeah,
he just
But also,
it.
Though, even
this
though
is
it's not canon.
Bullshit. That would have been great.
Most of them didn't really use anything outside of what they normally do except Asta.
Yeah. That was like the only thing.
Yeah.
Because they did the whole, like, give us your energy type shit.
Mm.
Because everybody in Club Kena, they put their hand, because my nigga Natch was like, he was like, bro, if you do this, you're going to drain energy. He said, oh, well. He said, somebody got to do it. Mm. But it was cool, though. I enjoyed the fuck out the movie. Still don't like I said, I don't like buff Asta. Can't get over that still. But it worked, though. It was cool. I forgot, like, how, like, strong Asta really is and how strong Yuno has become. And in this, I'm just going back to the manga a little bit. In the manga, they had a year to train to fight the spade nigga for this last arc. You know, became that nigga. Even the dude that they fighting, he was like, damn, because he can see into the future. He said, this ain't how it goes in the future, bro. You ain't supposed to be this fucking strong this quick. He was like, he's like, it's Asta's fault. I said, of course, it's the main character's fault. It's always the main character's fault. Imagine, Asta ain't been there yet. He hasn't showed up yet for the fight.
Oh, okay.
He has given me passion.
Asta's different, though.
Yeah, yeah, but what he just learned on his little Zenkai boost, he about to be a problem. But the nigga they fought, beat one version of him. He said, oh, you think that's it? Nigga, I can make clones. And made a plethora of them, nigga, of himself. And the people in the mind, they're like, oh, we're dead, bro. Fuck it. They dropped to the knees. Nigga, we're dead. We struggled with one of him.
He said, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, imagine if Madara was like, oh, you stopped the first meteor here. What about the second one? What you mean?
That's exactly what it was.
And pretty much, was like, he was like, oh, you killed one of me. Yeah, what about multiple? Was like, I don't give a fuck how many years. I'll beat all y'all. I was like, talk your shit. You gonna die. But talk your shit. Because he's draining a lot of energy right now fighting this man.
But I'm gone though.
But yeah, if you need a nice little movie that, even if you never watched Black Clover, you'll still enjoy it.
Yeah.
You don't need to know the history. Don't need to know the history. They kind of.
By the time an anime drops a non-canonical movie that I can watch and just, enjoy it and not have to worry about Sophie telling me that this shit happened.
Yes, but if you do know what happened, if you did watch it previous, then it kind of hits a little different because you're like, oh shit. Because you realize, because it doesn't get to the, because at the end of the series, Asta learns how to form with his devil shit and make like an actual like form. But in the movie, they show him when he was like barely doing his shit. Mm-hmm. So he hasn't done full devil union yet, which is lit in the manga. So but yeah, go watch that shit if you haven't. What you know you shouldn't watch though is Dr. Stone. Do not watch the hour long movie. It was a terrible segue, but I don't give a fuck. I had these off my chest. Because I took so fucking long to watch the Dr. Stone goddamn 1 hour special before season 3 came out. So I decided to sit down and watch it. I'm too stupid for Dr. Stone. I thought the shit was going to be lit. All they fucking did was like, oh shit, we need to build a boat so we can sail, right? Yeah, cool. We need a navigator though. So there's this girl who I forgot was even in the shit. She was a journalist back in the day. Mm-hmm. And she was blonde hair. Yeah, mm-hmm. So she was like, well, I know a guy. So they went to an island and they found the dude. Mind you, this dude was one of them like snobby rich kids, mm-hmm. but he had like a good heart to a degree. So she was telling Senku about it, and she was like, "Yeah, we probably should find somebody else." Da da da. Senku was like, "Word, that's crazy, that's real crazy. We should find somebody else." Yeah, JC, what are you doing? Resurrecting the nigga? I don't give a fuck. So they bring him back. This nigga is like, he put everything. He realized, so all my money and shit gone. Yeah, that's crazy. Oh well. I said, I bet. You picked up on everything. They didn't spend like 5 episodes trying to explain it. You getting used to it. You just picked up on it. All right, so this the world now?
Bet.
Because he does his thing is he snaps a lot. Mm-hmm. So he'd snap, and then he was like, oh, my butler's not here either? Damn. Mm-hmm.
Well, and then he resurrected her.
Yeah. So then he was like, I bet. So then he puts on clothes. And because he's, you know, everybody's naked if you watch Dr. Stone. So they go back, and he was like, cool. So we're going to build this. And he was like, so you're going to build a regular book? He's like, nah. Senku was like, nah. We're going to get some oil. This is where the fuck we gonna find oil at this time.
And this is in the special?
Yes.
Okay.
He was like, well, in Japan, you know, there's an oil rig that used to, a little oil rig shit around here. So like, bet, we can go get it. Senku forgot to realize that since it's been 3,000 something years, everything eroded and shit. So, you know, the landscape isn't how it used to be. So now there's a giant ass just
mountain.
It's mountains, water and shit. Just a lot more difficult to get through. Mm-hmm. So they was like, the navigator dude printed his own money. So they make currency now. Currency has been acquired. You know how they always do what's acquired? Yeah, yeah. Currency's been acquired now.
God damn it. Why?
So then they also learned to make a hot air balloon because the shorty that they went, she was in the clothing club or whatever for shit to make tech. I'm going to say textile because that's what the fuck it is. So they was like, all right, well, we need to make cloth to make the balloon part. So she's like, well, I need like a loom or some shit. They was like, I bet. So the little short, stocky old nigga, mm-hmm. him and Senku built a like functioning like machine of it. They was like, she was like, what the fuck? He was like, yeah, nah, you know, it could have been a little bit better. You need an electric one? Nah, no, 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 this is good. All right, cool, say less.
It's just niggas in the skateboard.
Yeah, so they made the hot air balloon. But they're ridiculous. Because they realized, damn, now we have to get a new map. We have to design a new map now because, you know, the world's different. So they get the higher balloon. Chrome hears about, oh, we can go to the sky. That nigga said, to the sky. Mind you, he's a 2-day trip away by walking. That nigga sprinted back to where they was at. He said, I heard about this thing going into the sky. I gotta go. He said, if we pulling cards to see who goes, I'm pull the winning card. The dude with the purple outfit that be manipulating motherfuckers, he rigged it a little bit for him to like feel like a destiny draw. I was like, yeah. So they go into the sky. And him and the navigator start butting heads a little bit. He was like, yeah, you know, a guy being in the water, you know, I know everything. He said, yeah, but I have traveled all on the ground because I'm a foot guy, all right? I know this land better than anyone. So then they start realizing together, all right, bet, we can work together. We got this. So they get stuck into one of them cumulus clouds, I think. Mm-hmm. And they was like, shit, we about to get fucked up. If we don't get out of this cloud storm, we're going to die because it's all thunder and shit. So it was like, bet, we need like some type of combustion. So Senku took the rest of the day of revival jet. He's like, we ain't got no more after this. Threw it in there. Shot the nigga skyrocket. Senku almost fell out. He fell out, but he was hanging on. And them niggas was like, okay. So they survived. They made it back to the village that it was mm-hmm. at, because that was far as shit. They was like a 2-day, that 2-day trip turned to 2 hours. That's pretty much what it was. And then Senku was like, that's cool that we survived, but can one of y'all pull me the fuck up? Because if I fall, we're dead. So they were like, oh yeah. And then it just shows them landing in the village, and that was in the special. I said, this is dumb as shit.
Mind you, nothing in that special had anything to except the revival of the sea dude.
Yeah, and I have not watched. That's it. I have not touched the first episode.
Oh, so you haven't even watched Dark
Souls? No, I got pissed off for the special. Not even want to touch the show yet.
Oh my god, you missed a lot.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't give a damn.
Like a lot of bullshit.
It was an hour of my life gone.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Anime full of niggas. Niggas solving problems and shit.
But yeah, pretty much now they about to set. Well, I think they still gotta get the oil. They're building the ship.
Mm-hmm. Ship's completed.
Oh, bet. They made a metal too, sure. Ain't it metal at the bottom? I saw a picture.
Right, literally, because they haven't released the episode. The last episode. So basically, all them niggas, Chrome, the navigator nigga, the butler, and maybe like one or two more people, it turned into stone again.
What? All right.
So, yes. So now, they went to this other village or whatever since they built the ship. Mm-hmm. They went back to the island where his dad and all them people were. Them people on the island have the beam somehow to turn the people into stone. All
right.
So now they all, the strong-ass girl, the dude with the glasses, brother, and this random girl from their village is infiltrating the village to try to figure out how to get that beam and get this.
Why can't these niggas just go to the Americas like they plan? God damn it. I want to see what America look like in this time period. This is bullshit.
But yeah, I guess that's pretty much it.
Probably, there's probably a bunch of motherfucking, you know, world ending motherfuckers that actually had bunkers and shit and was ready for this shit. Then you know we got some paranormal motherfuckers.
I mean, they haven't explained how far that damn green bean can penetrate, so shit, we don't know if it went on the ground or not. We don't know what the fuck that. Niggas came up like, damn. I mean, shit, if they had enough people, they could probably, America might still be intact. It's been 3,000 years, though.
Christopher Columbus said
a king of that island that they're on. Oh, of course. So it's like a whole village, whole king.
Ain't that other nigga still like in a cryo sleep or some shit?
The other strong nigga. Yeah.
Cause all right, he slowly
he slept.
Well, no, they froze him. I don't know if it went out yet. Cause remember they promised to bring him back.
The only people alive right now is Senku. It's this bald head dude who originally came from that island, but he escaped because of that green bean.
Oh, all right.
The little watermelon shorty.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, the strong girl, the dude with the glasses brother, and that's it. Eventually. Oh, and the dude who could sweet talk. They invented the
fuck the hell did they make now?
How you could talk through the speaker in the ear, like a headphone.
Earpiece?
Yeah, earpiece. They invented that. They can only talk one way, though.
This? All right.
Yeah.
So Dr. Stone just making shit. You think we're just building shit?
Radio, just go straight earpieces.
Hey man, they made cell phones. That's some shit.
Yeah.
But anyway,
high tech.
Dr. Stone, y'all. Dr. Stone, if you into that shit, go watch it. But another show I do recommend, granted I've only seen maybe one or two episodes, is Hell Paradise. Pretty sure by the time you hear this, y'all probably already watched it. Maybe you haven't watched it. I don't know.
12 episodes out right now.
All
right.
Well, Hell's Paradise is part of the Dark Trio. If you don't know what that is, the Dark Trio is like the new gen. Not new gen, but yeah, new gen's like dark big three, which consists of Jujutsu Kaisen, Chainsaw Man, and now Hell's Paradise. Mm-hmm. Those are the big three when it comes to like real serious, more a little serious, quote unquote, shonen shows and shit. And it's darker
now,
little.
Now, mind you, I hold Chainsaw Man with a grain of fucking salt.
I do too. I don't see why y'all like it so much.
Because the dark shit isn't what you think is dark. It's just the gore aspect and the fact that they kind of don't hold back when it comes to what they're physically willing to animate.
Okay.
But
like the manga is like 10 times worse than the show.
If you read it, this shit is terrible.
It's like Berserk.
It's pushing Berserk terrible. It's not Griffin bad.
Yeah, it's never that. But if you read Berserk over watching it, you'll see a big subtle difference.
Yeah, they don't care about pulling your, you know, intestines to your asshole.
Yeah, they do a lot.
But the show is more like a how can I put it?
They gonna see how far they can push their limits before.
Like imagine the Zohan met World War Z. You know what I mean? it's goofy because Denji's such a goofy male protagonist who does like he's like what you would expect a typical anime person to do if they actually found out that they were a fucking hero. You know what I'm saying?
I guess. I don't give a fuck about that damn show.
If a nigga made me feel like a bitch and kicked me on the ground and he turned his back, I'm definitely kicking him in the dick. He kicked him twice. And now I live in this nigga house for free. So, you know, you can suck my dick.
True.
I kicked you in the dick three times, and then I get to touch a random bitch titties because she thinks I'm powerful. Why not? He's doing not? Simple fuck nigga it. Shit because he's just a simple nigga with powers.
I mean, if I gotta be honest, though, in this dark trio, I'm putting Chainsaw Man at the bottom. I don't give a fuck about that shit.
You rightfully can. Yeah. I just find it... It works for me. I can watch it. Do I enjoy watching it?
No.
Iffy. You know, it's like,
fuck no.
If I was to put it on my scale of anime, it's definitely like a solid 5 to 6. 6 on certain good animation.
And you niggas hyped up the intro talking about it was fire. You fucking
yeah,
liars.
I agree. Okay.
Like I give it a good 5 to 6 because it does what it's supposed to do. But the manga is definitely way worth more reading.
Yes, sir.
Than watching it. But if you watch it, just know you're getting kind of a slapstick better version of the manga.
It's alright. But with this,
it just makes you want to read the manga a little bit.
Yeah. But what the Hell's Paradise is a very simple story from what I got so far. Pretty much, I don't remember the main character's name, but he's part of this like elite ninja group, and he's pretty much on death row. It's set in like feudal Japan type time period, I believe, and they keep trying to execute this man, but he can't die because his body is just so.
Gabimaru, that's the name.
His name is what?
Gabimaru, the main character.
Okay, you heard what Jasmine said. Anyway. He's pretty much supposed to be executed. They keep trying to kill him. He won't die. They've set this man on fire, try to behead him, try to rip him apart with ox. They tried almost every form of execution you could think of. And the crazy thing about the manga and the show is they explain to you how it's supposed to go. And in the manga, they draw it detailed. Like, all right, so pretty much when we tie your leg, 2 ox to your leg, we set the little piece of like hay on fire, make them run 2 different directions, and it's supposed to rip you apart. And in the manga, show it how it's supposed to go. Doesn't happen to him.
Yeah, so it's hit dark to the where if you was a psychopath and you did this shit, you just got full instructions on how to systematically
made. It's pretty much like medieval torture. It's pretty much how you're supposed to execute people, beheading and all that shit. So, they keep trying. So, they send this shorty in to go talk to him about...
You don't even get the respectful kill.
Nah, he did too much. Because he's an assassin. He's a ninja and he's supposed to kill motherfuckers.
He don't get no type of respect in his kill. He's got the most disrespectful stoning. He's got all types of shit.
Yeah, they tried. But so, they get the shorty to go talk to him and she was like... She pretty much picks up that he doesn't want to die. And he's like, nah, I don't give a fuck about living. And then when they show him about to get killed, they keep showing that he's purposely doing things. Like when he's about to get his head cut off, he tenses up strongly enough in his neck that it won't get cut. When the bull oxes run to different directions, he strengthens his fucking thighs and pulls them back. I forget what the fuck he did when they set him on fire. I think he used Nimpo for that one. So then Shorty finds out that he used to have a wife. No, he has a wife. He has a wife. And he was just trying to run away from the village that they was in. And you can't, if you ever seen Ninja Assassin, pretty much you can't leave the guild, nigga. You can't leave at all. Mm-hmm. If you leave, you die. So his squad pretty much turned on him, got him captured. That's why he locked up. So the shorty comes, you find out that she comes from a long line of executioners. And they're known for the quick blade shit when they behead people. They're known for being precise, nasty with it. So she was like, all right, they told Shorty, all right, kill him. So my mans was like, all right. So he sat there, and then he realized that he does want to live to see his wife again. So he's not fighting back. She said, if you wanted to die, why'd you fight back? He said, my body just moved on its own. So she's like, that's because you want to live. So they're fighting for a little bit. And then before, like, she about to do the finishing blow, she pulls out this little deed, not deed, like a little scroll that's from the Shogun himself that pretty much said, there's this island. And it has supposed to have the immortal elixir there. And he sent people out there to go get it, but they always come back in a boat filled with flowers and killed. It's very weird. So pretty much Shogun said, if somebody can bring it back, you pretty much get excused from you get exempt from any of your past crimes and you can't never be touched again, ever. Yeah, so pretty much if you do this, no one can bother you. So she was like, if you go get the elixir, bring it back. You will be exempt from everything you've done. You can be with your wife. Y'all won't be bothered. Y'all can leave, do what? Be married, have kids, whatever. So my man was like, all right, fuck it. I'll do it. And he's supposed to set off and go do it. And I'm not going to lie to you. That's the last thing I watched. I watched episode 1. All right, this is cool. I'll watch it eventually later.
I ain't going to spoil it. But basically, they get to the island. It's all these fucking different versions of gods. they're not really gods, but I guess they're gods.
Oh, ain't there no rules or no laws and shit on that?
Yeah, it's no laws. All
it's a free fall.
Demon, yeah, you might as well call them that.
Just leaves to go to a battle royale, basically.
Yeah, it's a free fall. Once you go there, there's no rules to hold back.
This is the
new. And the most powerful creatures are called Tenzin, which they're basically all of them use, in simpler terms, is like aura, but they call it Tao. Mm. And no other human can use it, or they don't know how to use it. And to be the strongest in that Tao, you basically have to mate. And every time you mate, it's like the stronger you get, the stronger you get, the stronger you get.
You have to mate?
Yeah, it's like these two, you want to call them, they mate.
It's a battle royale.
And they become a Tenzin. And you can't kill these niggas without knowing how to use Tao. And then Gabumaru, this ninja shorty, the samurai shorty, and it's like one more dude.
Is that even up to the male to women demographic? Because I'd be real upset if there's like four niggas and like one bitch. Like, so y'all telling me all y'all fuck the same shorty?
That's anime, nigga.
I was like,
and that's how it's anime weird. Works.
So like they're men, and then like. Once you beat them once, they basically turn into like their women counterpart. And then once you beat that, they turn into this like plant shit that you can't beat.
So you telling me if I beat your ass, right now, you turn into a bitch, turn I get to fuck woman. You, turn into a tree?
And then they turn, yeah, it's weird.
What the
fuck? It's weird.
Hell's Paradise, everyone. Go watch it.
All
right. Yes, sir.
Oh, man. That's Mashmail. That's crazy. That's the worst way to die. A nigga beat your ass, you turn into a bitch, and he gets to fuck you, and then you turn into a tree. What kind of Captain Planet fuckery is this?
I'm gonna try to get
it. It's very good, though. Very good.
Nah, I gotta watch it.
Mashal. I'm gonna talk about Mashal real quick. It's real simple shit. Yeah, it's pretty much imagine Asta again.
Nigga, imagine the all non-powered characters.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a world of people who can use magic. And the main character is a muggle for you Harry Potter fans, right? He can't do shit. He's just here. But he's strong as fuck.
He's also fucking stupid.
So the way that in this world, the way that people know if you're a magic user is you have like this little tattoo shit on your face. If you have it, that's how they...
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, if you seen Dr. Stone, the little tattoo shit they be having when they crack open and shit. Pretty much, if you have it, we know you can use magic. If you don't have it, you're a non-magic user. They're racist, prejudiced, whatever the fuck you want to use. That's what the fuck they are towards non-magic users. So,
one line means average magic user. Two lines, you're pretty good. Three lines, you're great.
So, the more tattoos you got, the better. So, pretty much, Mashal, the main character, he's told never to go in town without his father. Because, again, he has no magic. But he's
stupid.
He's not stupid, just old, D strong. But he's into these damn cream puff pastries things, right?
This is the same nigga that tried to put a door on that he broke off sideways.
He too strong.
He doesn't know how to enter and exit door.
He's slow.
He ain't slow. He just strong. In a fucking way. So pretty much, he goes into town, gets some cream puffs, and he ends up bumping into a cop by accident. And the cop said, "Oh, he's drunk too." So he's like, "Oh shit, you done fucked up my shirt." So Mashal was like, "Oh, we can clean that." So he ends up grabbing the nigga's shirt, ripping it by accident.
I need a napkin.
Yeah.
Rip that shit off.
Yeah, so he ripped that shit off that nigga. So that nigga's like, what the fuck? So the dude's about to fight him. And then this partner showed up. He said, "Oh, we got a problem here." He said, "Yo, calm down, you drunk." He said, "Nah, bro, look at my uniform, blah, blah, blah." So he's about to go crazy on Mashal, but then Mashal dad came out of nowhere and just scooped that nigga up and ran off. So then the nigga sent like a little messenger pigeon to follow them. Shows up at the house. Mashal goes train somewhere, and he comes back home. He hears niggas through the door. They beat shit out of his daddy. All right, they beat up on this man. Mashal breaks open the door like usual, and they was like, "Oh, don't you say you live here by yourself? What's up?" So then Mashal was like, "Oh, you hurt my father, and now I got to hurt y'all." And they start laughing. So niggas said, "He said, yeah, I use a technique to defeat a dragon." Mashal was like, "I bet." He shot the beam at a nigga, just plucked it. I was like, "Oh."
Yo, this thing's different.
I was like, "All right." So a nigga tried it again. Put that bitch down again. I was like, "All right, bro, don't do it the third time because you saw what happened the first two times." So then Mashal saw his dad's one. He said, "Dad, I'm going to use this." Picks that bitch up. So a nigga makes a force field. He said nothing can penetrate through this shit. Again, Mashal doesn't have any powers. He just flings the shit and it breaks through and it scares that nigga. He was like, "Yeah." He's like, "All right, hear me out. So this is a school, right? If you destroyed the school from the inside, just like how they had in goddamn Hell's Paradise. We'll leave your family alone. Mm-hmm. I think this is becoming a trope now. Mm-hmm. Hey, you do this thing for us, we'll leave y'all alone. Cool. So Marshall has to go and do an entrance exam to get in. Again, no magical powers, but he's freakishly strong. So he passes all his tests easily because, you know, main character energy. And he meets this girl. She's supposed to set him up, get him fucked over and shit. But he ends up saving her. You know, typical anime shit.
MC shit.
Yeah. So he goes, meets their wizard king.
Yeah. No, what's the nigga name in Hogwarts that run everything?
Dumbledore.
He meets the Dumbledore of the verse.
Yeah.
You about to say Gandalf.
Gandalf.
I said that's the wrong wizard, but I...
He said
old white niggas with beards, whatever.
Yeah.
So pretty much he goes meet their Dumbledore, and the nigga told him, he was like, he said, what? He was pretty much like, I will beat your asses with my bare hands. I'll fight you, nigga. Mm. What? I'll beat your ass. I don't give a fuck about nobody's in this room. I'm here to destroy you and everybody. I don't care.
Hold up. What? I'll beat your ass.
So then the Dumbledore nigga, he uses his magic. I don't even know what the fuck could really describe it. Pretty much he does voodoo type shit, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And he pretty much makes like this doll. And he's pretty much like, if I do anything to this doll, your dad will take the damage too. And then Marshall went over there and tried to hold up the needle that was about to penetrate through the goddamn doll and shit. He said, oh, you doing this with your bare hands? Yeah. Alright, nigga, you cool.
And when he uses his non-magic, he uses like regular terms like spine magic, something. It's just dumb stuff like that.
So pretty much he's just supposed to destroy the school from the inside.
Mm-hmm. Forceful phalanges.
That's the whole premise of the damn show. So if you want to watch Harry Potter on steroids, watch Marshall. That's
it's not Harry Potter on steroids. It's just imagine a jock comes in and tells y'all that wizards are stupid. He just walks in and says,
yeah, pretty much.
I have a wand, fight me. You know what a fist feel like? What?
And when we say freakishly strong, like, think One Punch Man. Like, this is how this man is operating.
He's a problem. But go watch. It's pretty good.
I
think we could talk about maybe three more things. We are past the hour mark. Yeah. But we can do, in the latest news, manga artists now have to, there's a new law going around that says they have to reveal who they are and their real names. I don't know why that needs to be a law. I guess so people can't take credit for shit. I guess it's a legal aspect.
Oh, no.
Because I guess... Because think about it. If your name is... Like, the dude that made One Punch Man and Mob Psycho, his name is One. I can say I'm One, too, nigga. Like, the ancient name. Mm-hmm. But, like, Kishimoto, you can't steal that name. You can steal his name, but we know what he looked like.
Yeah.
Akira Toriyama, we know what the fuck it looked like. So I think it's... I guess it's going to help manga artists not come up with a pen name. They just like, just use your real name, nigga. You gotta use your real name. That way, we can credit people. Well, people can just steal credit.
Well, what we could do, or what? I ain't fucking Japan. What they could do is just, you know, don't they have to do like a photo portrait of themselves, like a still shot, mm-hmm. of just what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
So
I still don't know what the fuck one look like.
Oh, nigga, but I feel like then if that's the case, then you know you should do like a photo when you turn it in and be like, all right, here, this is what the nigga look like. So he can see he's a real person. If you can use whatever identification that he wants, he can still have his pen name as such. But it's, I feel like now, like they understand why they haven't done this for oh so long, because they've been doing it for fucking years. They're only making a change because we're fucking stupid and we want to fucking voice our opinion so goddamn hard. Like, we know what the fuck they need to write or whatever. But at the same time, it's like, let them niggas be themselves. If you had a pen name and then everybody knew your fucking name, would you want everybody flooding your fucking board up with fucking death threats? Why you write this character like this? Why am I fanning out about this character so hard? Mm-hmm. Damn, you're sexy. You know, weird nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers do weird shit. Because I can tell you right now,
I
watch this shit called Hell of a Boss on fucking YouTube. Oh. And they have a lot of fucking Rule 34 shit for a character on the show named Luna. For those that don't know, she's a furry.
Mm.
You know, and then they made a joke in the show talking about and looking directly at the camera. He's like, who knows what type of weird, freaky pervers want to do some real crude drawings on you for amusement. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah. There's sickos out there. But then you don't want them doing that to you, your loved ones, or trying to find your Facebook, trying to find your Twitter. Motherfuckers get swatted and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't not gonna do that in Japan. Yeah. But no. I don't want no fucking dumb American idiot trying to figure out a way to do it. Because I bet you one somebody somewhere is thinking about this shit.
Yeah, for a fact.
For a fact.
I don't know if there should be a law. I mean,
not a law.
I feel like it should be like a recommended thing. It's like when new Maka artists come in, like, hey, bro, it's a better idea if you use your actual name, not a pen name. But you know.
They just want to let them be great.
Japan, I don't know what the fuck y'all doing over there to make this a law, but
like I said,
y'all need to tighten the fuck up. If y'all made a law that manga artists gotta reveal who they are and their real names, like, bro, that's deep.
Cause I'm saying, looking at what the fuck they get right now, that they ain't really getting paid mad crazy.
Oh yeah, animation, the manga artists is underpaid.
So it's like, I don't know why y'all pressuring them so hard when they really ain't getting the pay that they fucking deserve for real. Especially when you hit a multinational fucking source.
I don't know. Maybe next time.
I feel like once you stretch to the west, you hit big time.
I think next time we record, I'll do some more research. Figure out why it's a law.
I'm like, the second your manga hit the states, I feel like you hit the big time.
That's how I would feel.
I don't know. Some shows have made it to the west. Stuff made it to the
west. Well, we talking about the good shows, though.
I'm just saying, you can make it to the west and still be shit. Like,
so. I mean, but the likelihood of your shit still being shit but having a major audience is very much tenfold, Boruto.
Boruto is literally surviving off the legacy of his father.
No Boruto slander.
Fuck Boruto, alright? No, fuck that show.
I'm just saying,
it's still number 200 fans.
Hey, listen.
I don't give a fuck. They got bad taste.
I can tell you this much. Shit can thrive in America.
Yeah, shit.
Shit can thrive. You know how many niggas will walk around with fake jokes?
Dragon Ball GT was a thing, okay? Dragon Ball Z survived so well over there, they said, you know what, we can make our own story. It was shit, but they did that.
Also, I'm gonna put this side tag in there for Dragon Ball.
I love GT though. I do love GT. I do fuck with GT.
Yamcha was actually a problem in the movies. Don't forget. Yamcha was actually somewhat of a threat in the movies. He was never always ass.
He was a threat in Dragon Ball.
He was a threat in Dragon Ball. If you watch Dragon
Ball. But you fuckers don't want to watch Dragon Ball. Y'all want to watch Super and Z.
He was a threat in the Z movies. When he was there, when they went to the World Tree, he was there.
Everybody's a threat in the movies, but in the TV series, they said hell with him.
Yeah, for real.
Because Piccolo was catching bodies. Garlic Jr. was catching bodies. Fucking Android 13 was racist and catching bodies. Bojack was catching bodies.
Mind you, Vegeta won't shit. Piccolo was that nigga with Goku in every fucking movie. He was the guy. Vegeta just now became that nigga to Goku for real.
Yeah, man. The movies live. If you didn't watch all the movies, watch it. Vegeta don't watch Broly 3, though. The Bio Broly, don't even touch that one. That shit was ass.
Even with a Dragon Ball movie that had shit to do with Goku or Vegeta, Piccolo was there.
Nigga, the Lord, Lord Slug, they showed that Namekians could be a problem. And then the Janemba movie, PyCon, nigga, I don't even know what the fuck he is yet, but Akira Toriyama, if you ever listen to this, I need to know.
what is
PyCon? What killed him?
Somebody got.
He was able to go toe to toe with Super Saiyan 2 Goku. Who killed this man?
And then he did hold off Janemba for like a good minute before he got stuck staring at this nigga turning. Then he hit him with the.
Yeah, he caved that nigga face in, but damn it, it's Janemba, I understand. That nigga got killed by some dust, so fuck it. But the last topic, J Anime came up with this. What was it?
Oh, make your own anime Avenger team. You need a leader, a tech genius, a magic user, and a Hulk.
Alright.
So since I have Mons already,
you got
Mons is for my leader, I like Dazai.
Of course.
You know. shout out to Bungo Stray Dogs. For my tech user, I got Victor Lich from Fire Force.
Okay.
Fire, right?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
For the mage, I'll either do the first Wizard King or Merlin from Seven Deadly Sins.
Talking about Lamel?
Yeah.
Lemiel?
First Wizard joint. Okay. And for my Hulk, Yujiro. Yujiro Hama.
Oh, fucking course.
I fucking said this before.
He did. He guessed it.
I get it.
I'm terrible at this.
Let's see. My leader?
Mm-hmm.
The first name to come to my mind was my nigga Lelouch.
Okay.
Lelouch was that nigga.
He's the leader, okay.
My tech genius?
Mm-hmm.
Senku. My nigga knows everything.
Okay, respect.
I got this. Magic user, familiar system.
Okay.
I will be your ass.
Oh, I respect that, okay. Who's your Hulk?
My Hulk who's really a Hulk character to me? I don't want to do Escanor. I'm not. Shit. Who would be my Hulk user?
Taiju.
Fuck no. He a regular ass nigga. I can't go through that.
Oh, we.
You know what? It's either going to be. I probably go with. I choose Luck.
Luck?
Yeah. That nigga got a little bloodlust in him.
Okay.
I feel like if I like, go fight, he ain't gonna question nothing. I bet.
Yeah, he's with the shit.
If not all Luck, then I'll probably go. I'm gonna consider Benny Maru a fucking Hulk.
Benny Maru?
Yeah, from Fire Force.
Okay.
Because he does destroy his village every time he fights. So.
He does. Okay.
That would be my squad.
So, I'm pretty shit.
Amen.
Because,
try it out.
My level of knowledge, I watch a certain spectrum of anime.
That's cool. So, use, like, use what you got.
Guys, I'm like, nah, a lot of my niggas is straight hands for real.
That's cool.
You know
but
what I'm saying?
Somebody gotta be over technology a little bit.
So, you know, if I was to pick a leader for my Avengers squad, who would it be? For some odd, dumbass reason, I'm just gonna go ahead and put Yusuke out here.
Yusuke?
I'm gonna have Yusuke as my lead. My top dog.
Oh, before you finish, if I didn't use Lelouch as a leader, I'm going my nigga Aizen. Just throwing that out there. I'm never losing. I'm putting y'all niggas in hypnosis. We winning. Constantly, nigga. Genjutsu for life.
You got it.
Yeah, you can't get out of it unless he's let you. So, I'm good. Anyway.
Tech guys. I don't have too many tech guys. The only person that I know a full canonical history to really sit here and just make shit from shit has definitely been Bulma to me.
Because
Bulma has legit.
That bitch made a time machine, so I understand.
She made some shit out of some shit, and even with the world being destroyed.
And she made capsules, nigga, so yeah, you could have any way. So, that's smart. That's I didn't think of that.
So Bulma's a good solid touch for me as far as like a tech. Because when y'all said some really sophisticated niggas. So I was like, I'm not that sophisticated. I'm sorry, I'm such a degenerate.
It's cool, but Bulma, I didn't even think of Bulma because the capsules, you can pretty much carry any. You can carry a tank with you.
Because Bulma don't gotta be there.
She don't. Mm-hmm. She just give you like, all right, hey nigga, here you go.
But I don't remember most of the what you call this from Gundam. I don't remember the pilot, not the pilot, but the co-pilot, the bitch that be in the chair, coordinators. I don't remember most of their fucking names because usually they're not important. They're like, oh my god, he's fucking. They usually state the obvious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
So Yusuke, Bulma, you said what, a mage?
A mage, yep.
A mage, a person.
Magic user or mage.
A magic user or a mage.
Yeah. Magic, nigga. Ooga booga booga, all that shit.
magic user or fucking.
Do you watch a lot of shows with magic user?
I got a nigga, but it's terrible.
Who?
The main nigga from Redo of a Healer. But that nigga's a villain, mostly.
It don't matter. We ain't saying that it'd be good or bad.
Yeah, but he's a villain. But basically, he's a healer who basically has became...
It's called what?
Was it called? Redo of a Healer? Redo of a Healer. What's this nigga name?
Redo of a Healer is known in Japan as... is light novel written... that don't tell me shit.
You should look at characters.
Kiryu? Kiryu? I can't pronounce his name.
Is it Kiryu? I think it is Kiryu.
Alright, well.
Yeah, Kiryu. He's a fucking problem. He is legit, went out his way, became immune to all poisons and illnesses. Every type of form he damaged.
Yeah, Kiryu acquires his powers as a hero who specializes in all healing, in healing all injuries regardless of severity. It seems that he would walk the path in a great future.
Watch it at your own expense because it is partially a hentai.
But
watch it at
what
your own
awaited
expense.
Him instead was great agony. He was subjected to years of seemingly endless hellish torture and abuse.
Yes. He was tortured, beat up, raped, some old shit.
Damn.
And basically he reset time to do everything again, and now he's punishing every single person that he's encountered that's done him wrong on his path.
All right, so Supremo Save On Team ain't never done.
So he legit found the lady that killed his family. We found the princess that killed his family and his sister or whatever, and he destroyed her entire castle. He raped her, wiped her mind, and now he is his slave sister.
Damn.
I don't know if I'm going to watch the show, but anyway.
Like I said, it's not for the faint of heart, all right? Content-wise, it does what it's an anime. I watch it for the anime portions. Does it get risque and zesty? Yeah, it does get risque and
zesty. He watches it for the lore.
But yeah, so Kiryu as a dominant major, this nigga that means
we ain't never heard this man in a fight.
Yeah, ever.
And then as Hulk? My Hulk, I'm going completely left wing. I'm surprised ain't none of y'all said this. I'm picking the main nigga from Mob Psycho, cause that nigga is belligerent.
Mob.
Yeah, I'm picking Mob from Mob Psycho. Not Mob. No, yeah.
As long as you don't get to 100, we good.
Yeah, once that nigga turn up.
Now, my question for that, right? For Mob, does he like count out loud, or is that just for us to know that he's on
position? That's in his head.
Right? Nobody said
the whole experience. He don't say shit when he's getting.
So you telling me we just gotta assume he ain't at 100% yet?
Yep. You gotta pray he ain't.
Yeah, because he just sitting there like this, nigga. You think he like what?
You gotta pray his clock gonna start ticking.
Just imagine you sitting like.
You don't know how fast that bitch ticking.
Facts. That's also this. I was like, do we know where he at?
So what's scarier, a hope that you can see getting mad, or a hope you don't know when he's mad?
That is terrifying.
So I feel like
he can warp shit too.
Nah. Out of my squad compared to y'all's. Granted, I don't know all y'all's characters' longevities, but I feel like I'm pretty sufficient out here. My city's safe a little bit.
I just need Aizen, bro.
I'm gonna have a little bit of property damage.
All I need is Aizen. You can hit with the hypnosis. I don't give a fuck. Healers, Mob, you're not beating me, nigga. I make your reality now, nigga. Even if you realize you're in my reality, you can't get out of it. Oh, so good luck.
I got Yujiro walking the streets.
With who? Mob beating your ass.
Bowman just makes a shit that shuts you the fuck
up. He's just walking.
Yeah, Sinkle
not. No, Vic, huh?
I'm about to say, I think Sinkle might be smarter than Victor, though. Because remember, your gadgets fail. Remember that. Some of his gadgets fail. Sinkle ain't failed none yet, nigga. So, yeah, your gadgets ain't doing shit.
Oh, he ain't never gonna fail. That nigga's top tier.
Me say Von Tex beating your ass, nigga. Bowman gonna make weapons to beat your ass. And she hit a god of destruction.
She did slap the shit out of Beerus.
What the fuck your tech do, huh? Get sad.
Like, what you doing at my party? Pussy.
What your tech do? Oh, that nigga just got mad because his father and them niggas didn't get the respect. All right. He ain't slap a god of destruction.
He did slap a god of destruction.
You're right. I'm breaking back the new world, nigga.
And then I got Yusuke in the front line saying, hey, yo.
Who was your leader?
Hey,
can Dazai stop our shit?
Stop what?
Because remember, he can nullify abilities and shit. So can he would he be able to nullify shit?
Technically, he could.
Technically. Because the thing about Dazai's ability is to nullify abilities.
That's so his ability. He could.
So like, could he stop Yusuke from using spirit gun, shotgun, going to his demon form? And could he stop Aizen from using his goddamn Hados and using the hypnosis? I doubt it.
My question is, when have we ever found or seen them go through a villain that's actually silenced their ass?
You mean
like I don't think Yusuke's fought a nigga that's just said
because all you fight is demons.
But again,
the what's called almost silenced his ass. The first detective,
yeah, we get that. That was one person, but we haven't seen too much more of an extent of that. And how many of your niggas have been like, yo, shut up, you can't do that?
I mean, so far,
like, who pulled up the Naruto and says, no. No,
because I don't think Bleach has anybody that can nullify abilities yet.
No ninjutsu today.
No jutsu.
No Rasengan today. Rasengan's the work. What?
I mean, Neji technically could just fuck up your chakra points, so you can't produce the chakra to make the goddamn thing. So
when did we, when Rasengan's never been to work
today, nigga?
But like, yeah, like it's very rare that I've seen like somebody, unless it's Eraser from My Hero. Yeah, the look you and I would be like, shut up. You can't do that.
I think this one to a certain degree. I think if your powers are stronger than him, I think he should, can't stop it. Because I think he tried
to. Because
Shigaraki also was still able to use some of his abilities.
He's like, that. He's like, I made out of stop your abilities, but you can't poop no more.
And on that note, y'all, that's been another episode of Anime Out the Box. Let us know in the comments your Avenger team. And let us know if we made any bad takes on anything. We probably did, but I don't care.
I'm pretty sure my shit's off.
Until next time, JMA, say your favorite line.
When we sign up. Stop being weird to us.
Crunchyroll, sponsor us.
I got a premium account.
I use the shit. You don't know the password.
I'm spending money.
No, seriously. And y'all went up a dollar. I definitely need a sponsorship. I definitely need a sponsorship. Y'all thought y'all was slick. Don't worry about that.
I am.
Peace.